your college, dear.
Mother, was that really your college song?
Yes, it was, and it was very exciting, but not the way you sing it.
Hey, Mom, were you a big shot at college?
Sure, she was a cheerleader.
Really?
Your father didn't even know me when I was at Blaine.
If you don't believe me, take a look at the yearbook.
Okay. Hey, Mom, how about a demonstration?
Not on your life, dear.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Edie. How are you?
Hey, look at the hockey team.
Amazon.
Well, of course I'm going. You don't think I'd miss our first class reunion.
Hey, what's field hockey?
That's where you crack each other in the shins.
Girls play it?
It's the only way they can get back at each other.
That's my family. Somehow or other, the idea of a reunion is very funny to them. Well, anyway, it'll be wonderful to see all the girls. Yes, I'll look for you and Ralph.
Ralph's going?
Well, I couldn't get Alex to go. You know Alex.
What about me?
Yes, she wrote a note to me, too. Same old Buffy.
Who's Buffy?
All right, Edie, I'll see you there. Bye.
You didn't tell me that husbands were invited.
Oh, well, they're allowed to go if they want to. I didn't suppose you'd be caught dead at such a thing.
Well, if Ralph is going, of course, if you don't want me to be there...
Oh, honey, you know what it'll be. A lot of women trying to recapture their youth.
Oh, I'm for that. Let's recapture some of yours.
Now, darling, you know how you hate such things. They'll all have snapshots of their children.
Well, I'm not so hard to get along with. Of course, and if I'd be in the way, if you'd be ashamed to be seen with me.
Oh, Alex, how can you say that? Honey, I'd love to have you come. Darling, I don't want you to spend the whole weekend laughing at me because I know your sense of humor.
Oh, not a smile will escape my lips, I promise. You see,
it'll be a lot of bother. You'll have to make arrangements at the clinic.
Why do you lie? What's this in the margin here?
Oh, that's Buffy, the class secretary. You don't want to see that.
Sure I do. Come on. Let's hear it. Dear Donnie Pye, sure looking forward to seeing you at reunion. Hope you can... Donnie Pye.
Donnie Pye?
All
right, that does it. You're not going.
No, wait a minute, wait a minute. I wasn't laughing.
You were laughing on the inside. All right, if you laugh just once.
I'll be like this all the time.
Well, don't forget it.
I give you my word. Donnie Pye. Is this a girl's dormitory?
Well, of course, there isn't any other kind.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you're frightened. I'll warn them. Man on the floor! Man on the floor! Man on the floor!
Let's have a look at him.
What did you say? Here we are, 23. Oh. Go on in.
Man in the room!
Oh. Oh, my.
We'll never make it.
I wonder if we can see University Hall from here. There it is.
I wonder what I left behind. The blue tie. No, it's not in my shirts.
Alex.
What?
You're still doing it. Those drawers should have been cleaned out.
Well, they weren't.
Well. Come on, let's get unpacked.
Miller!
Schultz!
Oh, after all these years!
Have you seen Sis Ryan?
The first person I ran into.
Doesn't she look awful? I never would have known her. I told her she looked marvelous. Darling, you look marvelous!
So do you, marvelous!
Oh, come on, let's find Sis, and you've got to meet Lionel. You would come.
I didn't say anything.
Donnie Pye.
Oh, Buffy, it's wonderful to see you.
Darling, you look marvelous.
Oh, thank you, dear Buffy. This is my husband, Alex.
How do you do? Very nice to meet you.
How do you do? Oh, he is good looking, isn't he?
Looks a lot like Duke, doesn't he?
Oh, they don't look the least bit alike.
Well, of course, if you say so, dear. Say, have you seen Hope Ferris?
No, frankly, I don't care if I don't.
Oh, but, honey, that's an awful long time to carry a grudge after all Duke and Hope.
Buffy, I don't care to discuss it.
Oh, I know. Me and my big mouth.
Well, what are we standing here for? We're all supposed to be at the dean's reception. Come on, we're late.
Well, come on, Alex, dear.
Oh, wait a minute. Who's Duke?
We're late for the reception, dear.
Quite an affair.
I beg pardon?
I said it's quite an affair.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear such a racket?
I beg pardon?
Sounds like a flock of geese. How'd we ever get into this mess? Your wife here?
No, I'm not married.
Then what on earth are you doing here?
Well, it's sort of expected of me. You see, I'm the dean. Would you like a sandwich?
Thank you. I think I see my wife.
Oh, Dr. Stone.
Hi, Buffy. That is, if you don't mind my calling you Buffy.
Well, what else would you call me?
What else, indeed?
Oh, look, there's the dean. I want you to see.
We've already met. I don't seem to be able to find Donna anywhere.
Well, she's around circulating somewhere.
You know, Buffy, I was talking to Donna Pye about Hope and Duke.
You mean she told you about that?
Well, you know how it is, Buffy. Husbands and wives don't have any secrets from each other.
Oh, yes, they do. I know I wouldn't have mentioned it to you if I were in her place. Oh, well, it was all that Hope Ferris's fault. I knew there was going to be trouble as soon as they started rooming together. And then when... Hi, Edie.
Yes, then what?
Oh, well, I'm boring you. You've heard it all anyway. Now, excuse me.
May I join in, or are you having a private dream?
Oh, honey, it's those old songs. We used to sit around the piano and sing them.
Take you back, I think.
I feel like I've never left.
You look like a co-ed sitting there.
Thank you, dear.
You know, something about this place. The music, the moonlight. Sweetheart. Darling.
Yes, honey.
Who was Duke? Darling, I want to make one thing clear. I'm not going to ask you any more questions about Duke. If it's something you don't want to talk about, that's all right with me.
Oh, Alex, really, it's nothing.
Please, I don't want to hear about it. What do you look like?
I thought you were going to talk about it.
I'm not. Well, what's on the program this morning?
Well, there's a panel discussion this morning, if you're interested. Marriage can be fun.
Can it?
I'm trying to start an argument.
Well, it might be a good idea if I did. It might clear the air a little bit.
Come in.
Donna Pye, where have you been?
At the snack shop having breakfast.
Well, we're all waiting for you.
What for?
Cheerleader practice. They're all down there. Oh, Buffy, you can't be serious.
Well, of course. We got all the old gang. And there's going to be a hockey match this afternoon, you know.
Our class against the class of 64.
Oh, I don't have the right clothes.
Oh, well, the committee's taking care of that. And they got one of these for you, too.
Oh, well, I don't remember any of the cheers.
Well, it'll come back to you. That's why we're having a practice.
Look, Buffy, I'm the mother of two children. I don't have any intention of making a spectacle of myself.
Doctor, reason with her.
I'm afraid I'm not the one to reason with. I'll see you downstairs.
Duke, isn't it?
Yes.
Honey, do you think it was smart telling him about Duke?
I didn't tell him anything.
But last night he said... Oh, I thought he said that you did. Oh, I wonder if I did.
Oh, Buffy, you couldn't have. He was still trying to get information out of me this morning.
Oh, good. I'm such a blabbermouth, I never know what I say.
Oh, but don't worry, honey. My lips buttoned. Buffy, you've got it all wrong. The only reason I haven't told Alex about Duke is that... Well, if he knew that Hope Ferris took Duke away from me, he'd never let me hear the end of it.
Oh, but honey, he's going to have to meet them.
Oh, but he won't know anything.
Ooh, look at the time. We're going to be late for cheerleading practice. Come on.
Oh, Buffy, do I have to?
But Donnie Pie, you're one of our cheerleaders.
You have to.
Rickety rack, rickety rack. Sis boom, sis boom, clickety clack. Blaine's Woman College beats all the rest. Blaine's Woman College, Dan. B-L-A-I-N-E. Blaine.
Alex, why don't you go write those postcards to the kids?
No, I'll do that later. I think I'll stick around.
Donnie Pie. Come on, girls, let's try it. And a one, and a two. Rickety-rack, rickety-rack. Sizzle, sizzle, clickety-clack. Blaine's Woman College, it's all red. Blaine's Woman College, stands for test. B-L-A-I-N-E. Blaine!
Blaine! It's all right.
Are you?
I just saw stars for a moment.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. Really.
Let me see.
Oh, you're sitting there laughing.
See anything?
Oh, you don't? Well, I got a beauty.
Well, oh. Might discolor a little, I suppose, but that's nothing to worry about.
Nothing to worry about? How would you like to go to your reunion with a black eye?
My darling, I didn't do it to you.
You did. You sat there laughing.
Come on, I'll take the chance.
Oh.
Oh, Donna, guess who I just saw? Hope. Hope Ferris. She was looking for you.
Oh, Alex, take me home.
Oh, darling, aren't you being a little foolish?
Alex, take me home.
Just because your former roommate wants to see you, that's...
How would you like to meet someone you haven't seen in all these years looking a fright?
Oh, Hope's not going to care how you look.
Who's talking about Hope?
Well, then who are we talking about?
Alex, take me home.
How are you feeling? Headache any better?
It isn't a matter of how I feel. It's how I look.
It doesn't look so bad.
Let me see it again.
Now, honey, take my word for it.
Alex, take me home.
No. The reunion's not even half over, and after we've come all this way, you don't want to miss the dance tonight.
You don't think I'm going to the dance looking like this? How is she?
Oh, Buffy, talk to her, will you? Tell her she looks all right. She says she doesn't want to go to the dance tonight.
But, Donnie Pie, you've got to go. Why, all your old friends are going to be there. Rosie and her husband, and Hope and Duke.
I don't care about Hope and Duke.
Ooh. Oh, well, just put a little powder on it. Nobody will ever know the difference.
Now, that ice is melted. I'll get a cold compress. That'll help.
Good idea.
How was the hockey game?
Oh, it was a riot. We lost, of course. The girls got winded. But we went down fighting. You want your dress ironed before the dance?
No, Buffy, I don't think I'm going to the dance.
Of course you're going. Where's her dress? I'll press it for her.
Hang up there in the closet.
Well, Buffy, I wish you wouldn't bother.
No bother.
Thanks, Buffy.
Oh, this dress is beautiful. Don, I always loved you in black.
It goes with my eye.
See you later.
I know that's not very cold, but I've kept the water running.
I wish Buffy wouldn't waste her time.
I am not going to the dance.
All right. Well, sit the dance out then, right here.
And don't joke about it.
I'm not joking.
That's all you've done is laugh at me. I knew you would. That's all you came here for, was to laugh at me and my friends. Well, I don't think it's very funny.
All right, so I was laughing. What's wrong with laughter? It's a clean, healthy emotion.
There have been men in my life who took me seriously.
I take it you're referring to Duke.
Thank you.
Aren't you? Weren't you? If you're trying to make me jealous, you're not succeeding. Don't expect me to get myself into an uproar because of some puppy love of yours in college.
It was not puppy love.
All right, I just want you to make up your mind. Do you want to go to the dance or do you want to go home?
I want to go home.
Well, that's all right with me.
All right, let's go.
Let's go.
Come in.
Donna, honey, it's me, Hope Ferris. Oh, darling! They told me you were here, I swear.
neither do you.
Oh, you're just handsome. I haven't after all these years.
Oh, darling, you don't know how many times I thought of sitting right down and writing to you, but I just never did somehow. I'm just terrible, I guess.
Oh, yes, you are. Oh, this is my husband, Dr. Stone, Alex.
How do you do?
You made yourself a doctor. Now, wouldn't you just? Doctor, this is the greatest pleasure of my life. Don and I used to be roommates, you know.
Yes, I've heard a lot about you.
Oh, I'll just bet. Oh, we used to have great old times now, didn't we, Donna? We used to buy each other's dresses. We just shared everything, didn't we?
Everything.
We were the same size in those days. You know, that I don't think you've put on 15 pounds.
Uh-huh. I haven't. I put on 6.
Oh, well, don't think it's easy for me. I just have to keep on dieting constantly. Well, darling, I really must ask. I've been so busy talking to all my friends, I haven't even unpacked. Oh, it's been so good to meet you, Doctor. I'll be seeing you later at the dance.
Well, I'm afraid we're not going to be able to make it.
Yes, we're going to the dance. We'll be there.
Donna, Doc. Whatever have you done to your eye? It looks just awful. Oh,
thanks.
What happened?
Well, we had a little accident.
He's just joking.
Well, now, honey. You take good care of that eye, now, hear? Don't you force yourself to come if you don't feel up to it. We'll take good care of the doctor for you.
She hasn't changed one bit.
Well, she's not bad looking.
She never was, but don't let that fool you. Take care of your eye. She was delighted.
Does it matter?
Certainly it matters. It matters to me anyway.
Well, you care what she thinks.
I want her to know that I'm just as happily married as she is, and I want her to know that I don't even give one thought to...
Good old Duke.
I didn't say that.
You don't have to.
Well, I'm going to show her. I'm going to go to that dance if I have to wear a patch on my eye.
Are you sure now you want to go to the dance?
Yes, I want to go to that dance.
Good. I want to get a look at Dreamboat Duke myself. Let's go to the dance.
All right, let's go.
All right, we'll go.
Dancing way off here. Why don't we mingle?
We're more conspicuous this way.
You say this is a new Donna. Or maybe it's the old Donny Pie. Sweetheart, don't you think maybe you went a little too heavy on the eyeshadow?
Only one of them is eyeshadow. Trust Hope to get here last. She would have to make an entrance. Oh, there she is. No, honey, don't look. She's dancing with somebody.
Duke?
I can't see. He has his back turned. Honey, hold me close, huh?
Well, not at my best in front of an audience.
Oh, there you are. Hi.
Oh, hi, Buffy.
Hi.
Say, Dr. Stone, you haven't danced with me at all. You're not going to let me be a wallflower, are you?
Bye.
Bye.
You just look marvelous.
Oh, thank you, dear.
No one would ever know. Oh, excuse me, darling. You don't know my husband. Fred, this is Donna. You've heard me talk about how we used to be roommates in school.
I've heard you talk about everything. How do you do?
How do you do, Fred? I thought you...
You thought what?
Oh, I know. Some of the other girls mentioned it, too. You thought I was married to Duke.
Well, yes, I guess I did.
Let's not hear any more about Duke. You're always talking about him.
If I'd have only married Duke, he was a perfect gentleman. He was everything.
Well, now, honey, it wouldn't hurt if you were a little bit more like him. Yes, Duke and I were engaged to be married for a while, but it just didn't work out. I guess I wasn't ready to settle down, and I don't think he was the marrying kind anyway.
Well, everything turns out for the best, I guess.
Oh, yes, it does.
Oh, you know, Alex.
Oh, yes.
Yes, of course.
And this is Hope's husband, Fred.
Hi, how are you? How do you do? I'm in the meat business. What's your game?
Well, you might say that I'm in the medical game.
Fred, he's a doctor.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, is there? You know, Doc, when you've been in a wholesale meat business as long as I have, you learn it isn't something you can handle with kid gloves. You gotta get out there and sell. Well, I'll bet I've sold more prime beef in my days than...
Fred, let's dance.
Not me. I've had enough. My feet are killing me. I'm going to go sit down. Excuse me. See you, Doc.
All right, Fred.
You know, he's an absolute lamb. He just doesn't like to dance.
See you later, Hope.
Honey, do you mean they called him Duke?
Well, you know how those things are, dear. Sometimes when a person grows up, the nickname doesn't fit anymore.
I guess you're right. Donny Pie.
You know something, darling? I'm ashamed to admit this, but I was actually jealous of that guy.
Oh, well, wasn't that silly?
I know, but that's the way I felt.
I'm ashamed to admit it, too, but I was glad you were jealous. Honey, would you do something for me?
Name it. It's yours.
Go dance with Hope.
All right.
The Donna Reed Show will continue after a word from Campbell Soup Company.
Go on, Jeff. You have to move something.
You're too happy about every move I try to make. That's it. King me. You cheated.
Now, how did I cheat?
By acting like I was making a bad move.
Oh, Jeff, you're impossible.
Hi, Jeff.
Parents in the house.
Hi, Mommy. How are you?
Hi,
Jeff.
Hi.
Mother,
hi,
how are
you?
Hi,
Jeff.
Oh, it's just wonderful.
We're going back every year.
Oh, I don't think I can stand that.
Mom, where'd you get the shiner?
Where does anyone get a shiner? I got it in a fight.
Mom, you don't know how to fight. Is that so? You should see the other guy.
As a matter of fact, your mother got it defending me.
Defending you?
Yeah, no, I don't like to seem immodest, but when the lady saw me at the reunion, handsomest man there, she had a fight to keep me.
It was the law of the jungle. He Tarzan me, Jane.
Sometimes I wish I'd never been born with this handsome face.
What's this?
What's that?
It's a dog.
Yes, we can see that. But what's he doing here?
Well, right after you guys left, he came around and, well, he didn't look like he belonged to anybody, so, well, he looked kind of hungry, too, so I fed him. Well, first thing he knew, he adopted us.
Well, he'd better start unadopting us.
Oh, but, Dad, can't we keep him? He's a real keen watchdog.
Watchdog? He looks like he could sleep through an earthquake.
Well, that's just because he's got no nerves. Well, but he's real smart. He can do a lot of tricks. Here, I'll show you. Here, Duke. Here, Duke, boy.
Film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.